We are learning Maseches Nazir Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud, beginning of the Amud Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. We had yesterday a Shaila, if Eretz Amim is Tomei Derabbanan Meshum Aviro or Meshum Gusha. What's the Nafkamina? Meshum Aviro is because they didn't want people to go into Chutz La'aretz, so they said that even the Avir is Tomei, even if you don't touch any soil, just the Avira itself. Or Meshum Gusha, and the Tumah is because we're worried that in the soil of Chutz La'aretz, they just throw mason all over the place, and then they'll be Tumah for that. And Nafkamina is, if you go you go over a bridge, for example, there, if it's Avira, you're Tumah. If it's Atz Gusha, then you're not Tumah. So Mara says, Lema Ketanoi, Tapadav Nuhayim Ralph, maybe it's Plagas Tanoim. It says in the Mishnah like this, Hanichnas Eretz Amim, Meshida Teva Migdol. Someone goes into the Eretz Amim, in a shida teva migdal, that's like a carriage or an armoire or a trunk. They go in this enclosed box. They go into chutz la'aretz that way. So Rebbe says, Rebbe matame, Rebbe holds your tame. Rebbe Yisrael, Rebbe Yehuda matar, Rebbe Yisrael holds your tar. My lav, mistava, what's machlek? It's Rebbe sava mishum avira, the xeris because avira. Therefore, it doesn't help going in a box. Lamaisi, in the ear space of Eretz Amim, therefore your tame. Rabbi Yehuda saw Meshum Gusha. The reason is because of the soil. And since you're in a box, so you're not being mal over the mace, not touching any mace, you're in your own oil. And therefore, there's no problem of Tumah. That's if you're Rabbi Yehuda Yatahar. So now, next Gemara, there are two versions in the Gemara. Tait says two Pshatim. We'll hopefully say over both Pshatim. So we'll first go with Tait's first Pshat. So the Gemara first said, Lemek Tanoi, it's Lemek Tanoim. And like it says, if it's Gusha or Meshum Avira. Zagmar Loi. The Kuliyama Meshum Gusha. Everyone holds Meshum Gusha. That means you worry about the soil, the Tumas Mace in the soil. So what's the Machakis Rebbe and Reza Yehuda? Mar Sava Oil Zarek Shmei Oil. One man Dema holds that a oil Zarek Shmei Oil, a oil that moves is called the oil, and therefore you're protected from the mace, and therefore you're tar, that would be Reza Yehuda. Mar Sava Loi Shmei Oil, one holds it's not called the oil, that would be Rebbe, and therefore you're Tame, because you're not protected from the oil. You're still being mal over the mace, over the soil.
And the bridge then,
a bridge is definitely not an oil zorak. Walking on a bridge there's no sad gusha there. There's no ugusha there. That's for sure.
But if you're holding
everybody
holds
a
gusha now.
No, economics. I didn't say a bridge. The Rebbe and Rebbe don't talk about a bridge.
I understand.
Rebbe and Rebbe
are touching the land.
Lefi the mandi ama avira. But we're saying it's not like tonight. Like this. Means these two mandi ama, Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda.
You're
Tomei because of the soil. You didn't go on a bridge. You didn't say a bridge here.
You didn't touch the ground.
No, you were oil by the ground. It wasn't oil. It wasn't protection. It was like you're walking over the ground. It's next to the oil because it's moving oil.
The bridge is stationary.
This is not, you're not an oil. There's no oil here. You're nothing. You're not protected. You're walking right over the earth. You're walking on the earth like this case because he holds it's not an oil. And Rebbe Yehuda holds it is oil there for your tar. Vaytumar Akasha, how can you say that? How can you say Rebbe Yehuda holds that it is an oil, and therefore you tar, Vatanya, Rebbe Yehuda Imer, Teva Shimilea Kalim, you had a trunk full of Kalim, full of different utensils, Vazarka, Pnei Amaze, you threw it over the maze, take it to where oil, you have a world, Tamei, Lachiz is Tamei. You threw it over the mace, it's Tomei, because Ma'al of the mace, the Kalim being Ma'al of the mace. Why? Because all Zarka is Me'al, Mahisimanachas, if it's Menachas one place, Taira, it's Tar. So what do you see? You see from here, basically the holes, the oil zaruk is loishveyal, because it's tmeya. It's the tmeya. I can ask me, like, why all of a sudden now do you have a kasha? How did we just learn before, lemet katanoi? You want to say, Rebbe holds metame, he holds mishum avira, he holds from gusha. So right away ask kasha, how can basically hold tar? It's oil zaruk. And here we're seeing from oil zaruk, loishveyal. Why are we asking dafka now? So Tosis answers, that if the Mechlekes was Bavir or Vagusha, it wouldn't be Shver, because that sign, the case before, Shidat Teva Migdal, it was stationary. And therefore, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, it's Tar, because it's an oil. And Rebbe argues, because Rebbe holds Avira. But now we're saying, everyone holds, it's Meshum Gusha. So it has to be a Shaila of oil. So it has to be that it's flying. And Rabbi Yehuda says, that it's Tar. So you see, he holds, that even when it's flying, it's still called oil. So you can't say that that's pshat in the machlekes. So Gemara says, "Lekuli amo meshum avira." Everyone agrees meshum avira. So really, it should be tamei no matter what. Even if it's stationary, it should be tummy. Well, Mar Savar, the Mechlekes Rabbi Yisrael Rebbe is like this. Mar Savar, Kivin Lo Shchicha, it's not Shchiach to go into Eretz Amim with a Shedet Teva Migdal. It's not a normal way to go in. It's not a normal way. Usually you go in on a behema or on a or walk in or go even on a bridge, but to go in a box, that's not the normal way of going into Eretz Am. So this is Lo Shchicha, Lo Gozer Rabbanon. Like we said, the whole Tumas Eretz Am is definitely under Rabbanon. This is Lo Shchicha, Lo Gozer Rabbanon. Well, Mar Sova, Afgav the Lo Shchicha, Gozer Rabbanon. If it's not Shchicha, the Gozer Rabbanon. Vatanya, and we learned the Brisa to proving this point. Hanichnas Eretz Amim, B'shidat Teva Migdal Tar, B'Karoin. If you go in a wagon, uva svina, or in a boat, uva skaria, that's a small little boat, like a rowboat, tamei, you're tamei. So you see, klar in this brayse, there's a chilek, Eretz Amim, they're both, well, what's pshat shita emili yitar, and karma svina yitamei, they're both like a oil zarek. There it is, avad, the reason that's a zavira. And the same thing is, lo yishchiach, mils lo yishchicha le gozer ve'er banan. That's what shita emili yitar, lo yishchiach is tahar. But karma svina is tamei. That's one version of this Gemara. That was the first pshat in Tosfos. The second pshat in Tosfos is a little bit different. And we'll go back to the beginning. Lema ketanoi, the machloikas of going in Shita Teva Migdal, maybe one man was Avira, one man was Gusha. That was the word I thought. The Rebbe holds Tameh because of Avira. Rebbe holds Tar because of Gusha. So Gemara says like this. The Fides Geras Gemara says this. Lo, the Kulam Shem Gusha. Everyone holds from Gusha. One holds Oyo Zoruk, Shenichnas, that you went with Shida on a Behema, and an Odom is taking you in, is called the oil. And like this, that the Pshat and the Mount of Omar holds Tahar would be like this. That Avada, everyone would agree, if there's a talis that's flying through the ear, that's Pashit, that's not Choytzis Fnei Atoma, and that's definitely not called a oil. But what about if someone is sitting on a behema and the behema is on the ground? Maybe is that called the oil or not? That is where the Kudus HaMachlekes is. And it's a raya from Rabbi Yossi Barab Yehuda. Here like this. Rebbe holds Tameh because Rebbe holds even such a oil that the feet's on the ground, even that is not called a good oil. Rabbi Yehuda holds, as long as it's not flying through the air, but it's on the ground, that's not called the oil Zaruk. And Vatanya of Malaya Kalim is a raya to this. Vatanya, Rabbi Yisrael Daimer, Teva Shimalaya Kalim, Azark Bnei Ames, then it's Tame. Why? Because it's not a protection. And walking a Gabi Behemo or Adam, going in riding a Behemo or Adam, that is equivalent to Munachas, and therefore it's Taka Tahira. So if it is Psha, Vatanya is not a Kasha, it's a raya. And the next teretz, v'bayizema, another teretz is kuliyam shem avira, because here you don't say ella, because it's not a kasha, so it's a bayizema. Maybe holds shem avira, and the machlokes is if it's milsa shicha loygaz rabbanon or not. Actually, the lot of the chareinim asked that you could have just said kuliyam shem gush also and say it's as milsa shicha. You never say shem avira, but it's not a kasha from the chareinim. Now up to v'bayizema in the Gemara, two thirds of the way down, v'bayizema. But by same, Batsam Mikasel Taisha says, Evan holds from Gusha Gazu. Evan holds from Gusha. And Shida Teva Migdal, that the Matar is because oil zarks by oil, maybe called stationary. So what's the Shiloh over here? What's the Machloikis Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda? The Machloikis is their Xera, Hacha Shema Yotzi, Roisha Ruba Lisham Pligi. They're arguing if there's Xera, you might stick your head out. That means if you're going in a wagon, everyone agrees there's a gzeri, you might stick your head out, and therefore a wagon or a svina is tamei. But if you're sitting in a box, it's hard to get your roish of ruba out to be mal al the mace. It's hard to get something out. This is one of the nafminas that it could be when it comes to Eretz Amim, you need roish of ruba. It's not enough to stick one hand out. You have to stick most of your body out to be oil. So it's very hard to get your roish of ruba out of this box, and therefore there's no chshash, which means like this. That everyone agrees that going in a karoin, even if you hold it to oil, it'll still be tummy. Why? Because the luxury might stick your head out. Masha Inkein, by a shida, teva, mingdo, where it's harder to get your head out, there it's a machloikus rebbe and rebbe Yehuda. But by the same, hocha, shema, yoichi, roishu, will shom pligi. Vatanya, and arrive from a brisa, rebbe Yehuda, imer, hanichas, eretz, am, shida, teva, mingdo, tahar. Ach, yoichi, will shom, roishu, ruba. Until you stick your head or roiva of your goof out. That's what it is. Masha Inkein, if you're going in a karin or a svina, so there it's easy to stick out your head, and there taka will be tamei al tzeira. You might stick your head out of the wagon. There'll be exactly out of the wagon. Mishita Migdal is machlekes. So like upon the bottom line is that we came out. We still have a shayla of mishum avir, mishum gusha. We said maybe leimik katanoi, but lemaisa at the end of the day we had other pshatim. It's not leimik katanoi. So Tosis points out that there are mesechtes in mesechtes erev, mesechtes chagiga. There's always they say it's machlekes tanoim. So you have to know which brisa we're talking about. So Ayin Tosfos declares because it comes from our Gemara that's not a machlekes. It's not clearly a machlekes gusha or avira, but we know all of the shots machlekes gusha avira, and shows which brisa is clearly a machlekes.